This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
The South Dakota Senate Transportation Committee will come to order. I want to greet everyone that's here and those of you that are listening to us on the internet. Quick reminder to please silence your cell phones so that doesn't disrupt the rest of the meeting. And with that, I'll have the secretary call the roll.
Senators Hunhoff, Otten,
here.
Peterson,
here.
Sharma,
here.
Solano,
here.
Monroe,
here.
Valley,
here.
There is a quorum.
We have a quorum. The minutes have been provided to you in your black books, and the chair would entertain a motion on those minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Been moved by Senator, was it Sharma? And second by Senator Monroe. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved as written. Anyone that's going to present ideas this morning, be sure and sign in so that the secretary can get your name spelt correctly. And we'll do this just like any other meeting. The questions will come through the chair. This morning is a little bit different. We don't have any bills. We're going to have a free discussion on things that we might suggest as a summer study or take up as a summer study by the committee or ideas that we may have. Before we get into it, though, I want to thank the committee for all their work. This has been a good committee. We've got our work done. Got it always done in a timely manner. Senator Hunhoff. All right. We got a full deck now. I was just saying, Senator, that complimenting the committee, we've done a good job. We've always been able to get through legislation, and I think in a very good manner, and everyone treated everyone fairly. I also want to thank the staff. Both Fred and Lois have done a great job in assisting us. And for me, this is 8 years. I was chairman 8 years ago, so this is my last meeting. So it's kind of interesting in that manner, too. So I have enjoyed working with everyone here, and I think I'm the only one that's been here 8 years. So it's going to be interesting. Someone says, what are you going to be doing next year? I says, I'm hoping I'm on a beach somewhere. I'm not going to worry about roads, okay? Just a road to get to the beach. With that, we're just going to talk if there's any, anyone has any ideas for any interim studies this morning. Does anyone have any ideas? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question for a constituent.
Okay.
If I may, and yeah. I thought you would be the person to answer it. It was from a farmer back in my little town, and he came up to me and said, I have to cross a bridge that has a very low rating, but it's the only way out, and I have to cross it. If that bridge ever collapsed when I crossed it and I weighed more than what it was rated for, would I be responsible for paying for that bridge? And I didn't know the answer, but I said, I'll try to find out.
Yeah, I would hate to answer that. I don't think I know. Is there someone in the audience that may help?
I could try.
Okay.
No.
I could give an answer, but I wouldn't know that it's correct. And please.
I'm Dick Howard with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships. And before I start, I'd just like to say that I've been here for 8 years, too. I've worked a lot with Senator Valley and this committee and a lot of you. Senator, first of all, there would be a fairly major penalty if he exceeded the weight that it was posted. And I know on the state highway system, if someone damages the road, they're responsible for the repair. And I think it probably carries over to the local roads also.
Follow up?
Yes, and you're the proper gentleman because he lives on a township road, and it's an old township bridge. So if that caved in, he wanted to know, do I have to pay for that?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator, we do have a bill in that would get some more money for the townships that will be heard in this room in a couple hours.
Thank you. Can I put Jones so you can answer? Can I put Jones
speakerphone? Okay. Any other ideas that people have? Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to thank you also for being here 8 years. I've only been here a few, but it's been good. And by and large, if you compare South Dakota's transportation services to other states, we're far and ahead. And I think you were an integral part of that, working with the Department of Transportation and Senator Berquist. And so although I don't have the whole picture, I know that right now the picture looks pretty good. And I want to let you know I appreciate that before I get on to my subject.
Thank you.
I have a subject.
Okay.
I've told the Tax Committee about this, and I've told the Transportation Committee about this. It's my constant drumbeat because I see it coming. And if you're any sort of a techie at all, which means teenagers, you know this is coming too, specifically referring to our pages here. But you can look on YouTube, you can look at just about anywhere on the net, and you can find that there's all kinds of different transportation modes coming down the pike. There's all kinds of vehicles which may or may not even involve contact with the surface. And there are lots of different fuels being experimented with, lots of different modes of applying them to a vehicle, and somehow down the road we have to condense this down into something that has a common denominator that would conform with South Dakota statutes as far as the maintenance and the construction, that type of thing with the roads. I know that we had a little bit of confusion this year regarding the different types of fuels, and then trying to relate it to the BTUs. I think if you look at mass times acceleration, you do end up with BTUs in the end. But and momentum. But somehow we have to deal with how to work with this system coming down the road. Right offhand with me, it would be the BTUs put out that for each individual fuel source. I guess that's where I would distill it down to. Probably needs a lot of discussion, but thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, and before we discuss that a little bit, I just want to say thank you for the kind comment, and it also makes it easier when we have a Department of Transportation that is really good. When I compare the structure of how we do our roads in South Dakota when I'm in other states, they'll say, well, do you have a commission that decides? We decide which roads get fixed and which bridges get built in the legislature, so that way each guy can go home and say, this is what I got for you when I was in. I says, you're kidding me. Oh, no. He says, you got to be nice to whoever's the chair, and then maybe you'll get something to take home. And I says, we don't do that. And I had another one say, the governor makes all those decisions. And then they have a fight with the legislature because the governor makes all those basic decisions. He puts it out. So I think we've probably developed a lot better system that keeps it out of politics. And I think that the current secretary has done a very good job. I mean, we're all going to have a road that we want fixed or that we would rather see it be done into a four lane rather than a three or whatever. I mean, we all have those. But I think for the most part, we find that they've done a pretty fair job. So that made it a lot easier. So thank you. Further comments on the concept of how we are going to pay for our roads in the future. I'll just throw in my thought. I think at some point down the timeline, we will see vehicle mile traveled. I think that that will probably be it. And I think what will happen, and it may be 10 years from now, maybe even less. Technology goes so fast now, but it'll be in a manner that no one can check it, so that we don't have the worry about someone, you know, knowing where you are at or whatever. And they're doing experiments with it now, and they can see, because of, they can track how many roads you went on, a county road or a city road or a state road, and it automatically adds that up, dumps it down each day, and it's gone. It goes to a private source, and so it's not able to be kept track of for anyone if they're worried. And I think at some time you'll probably see that. They've been experimenting with different times you travel during the day. So if you're going through rush hour, they may charge you a little bit more because you're clogging up traffic. And I mean, there's different concepts that would be fought over. The heavier your vehicle is licensed, then the more you pay per mile. I mean, there's all kinds of things that will be in that mix that would be fought. But I think at some point you will probably see that. We might, you know, who knows? 50 years from now, you may get a car and it's good for 50,000 miles. And at 50,000 miles, you go in and get a new uranium chip, you know, and it's good for another 50. I mean, the way things are moving, that could be it. So I think you're right. We're going to have to, you know, keep track of this as we go into the future. Maybe it's BTUs for the time being, but I think we will see something, and we're going to need to monitor that, because what we did the last year is not going to last forever. The sixth sense at some point will, with inflation, the cost of stuff will, with the price of fuel down, it may last us a little bit longer, but we'll just have to see. So I agree with you on the BTU for now. I do. I lost, but I agree with you.
I know.
Further comments?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Sharma.
Can I have a little latitude for some comments to start with?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm new here, and yesterday we heard a significant, if not historic, debate on a significant bill. And I've heard through the grapevine that last year there was another major significant bill that there was quite a battle over. And our chair was, if not significantly, substantially, and if not almost, I know that nothing gets done single-handedly here, but there has to be someone that is the leader in the process. And in that particular process, my understanding is that its outcome was heavily dependent on your passion and involvement. And maybe because of my experience yesterday, I have even a larger amount of respect for what you've been able to do as a legislator. So congratulations, and I'm sure that your leadership is going to leave a leadership void that, you know, there's a lot of folks here that may pick up pieces of it, but probably won't be able to single-handedly do what you've been able to accomplish. Contrary to some belief, I'm actually very pro roads and bridges. And I will, if I have the good fortune of being elected to office in the future, I will make sure that that legacy continues. So as far as I don't have a summer study or a recommendation, but Senator Peterson offered a bill on safety for night movement of agricultural vehicles on trunk highways or state highways. And growing up in agriculture, I know that that takes place. I don't want to incentivize others to continue to do that, but we may have to put something in to increase the safety of it. And I'd be happy to work with anybody that this summer on and I will be looking at that in particular to try to bring a bill next year if I'm here, or have someone else carry it, that deals with that issue so that we don't end up having a loss of life. I think there are ways, there's technology, there's things that can be done to make that as safe as possible. But it's a dangerous thing to move that kind of stuff at night. But I know it's being done, so we may have to accommodate it. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for those kind comments. A couple issues that if I was to come back, I don't know if I'd take it up again. The first year I was in, we tried to do something with four-wheelers. And we had this room full out the door. And I don't know if you all know it. I made the comment afterwards. I didn't know that on the back side of the Bill of Rights that there is a right to own a four-wheeler and to drive it at any time, anywhere, on any piece of land that that's out there without any license whatsoever. So, but that is, I think, as we see more of these vehicles out there, you know, it might be something people want to look. It's not worthy of a summer study, but just put it in your minds. Another one that we tried to do something with and didn't, and I always thought there was a way to do it, is uninsured motorists, having something there that would be in the system of the DPS, so they would know it when you got stopped for speeding or whatever it was, going through a stop sign. That would be one of the things that just appears that, you know, and I think we talk about how computers ping each other nowadays. I think that could be done, but I, you know, the other things got in the way, but we tried it once and it failed. I even think, I was sorry to lose the one on stabilizing the petroleum release fund, but I think that probably will be something that will be talked about in the future also. But I don't have anything that I see for a summer study at this point. Does anyone else? Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I agree with you. And I, too, appreciate the leadership that you have shown. It took someone like you that had the tenacity to stay with the subject over the years. That, you know, everything comes slowly. It takes years to work on something before it finally happens. And you did have that tenacity. And because we passed that major piece of legislation a year ago, I don't feel that there should probably be a summer study coming, because we did have a long summer study and very comprehensive one that traveled across the state to deal with Senate Bill 1. But, you know, when I think back on my career here, in 2001, when I first come in the legislature, I did serve on the Transportation Committee. And a different style of leadership. We had an old lion that was in control back then. And I just appreciate how much you have reached out to everybody and included everybody and been so gracious to everyone. You really have. You know, I, being a part of the minority party, I really appreciate when we have chairs such as you that make it very easy to serve on a committee. So I thank you, and I sincerely thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I always did try to include everyone. Everyone has ideas. Doesn't mean we all agree, but we all have good ideas and try to incorporate them and make them work. So thank you. Any other thoughts?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Solano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, to start off, again, thank you for your leadership. It has been good, and I think you're able to look back on your legislative career and see some pretty significant things that have been accomplished under your leadership. That's probably something that not necessarily every legislator is able to look back on a career and say. So I think that's a real kudo, again, to yourself as a person and then as a leader. So thank you for that. I also thank the committee. I do think we have a great committee that had good open discussion and dialogue, and we were able to move some things and other things that didn't move, but people understood that was the process, and I don't think that we had a committee that was overly upset when things that they thought should go through didn't, or those things that they thought should not go through that actually made it through. So, again, a testament to your leadership. In terms of a summer study, I was I was thinking, you know, what are the things that concern me as it relates to transportation? And I'm not sure that this rises, you know, if it's a good topic for a summer study. I don't know if it belongs through transportation as a summer study. But I do have concern. In South Dakota, we still, as we look at our rate of traffic fatalities, and we still are out of spec as a state in that area. And that is something that I don't think there's a real easy answer, otherwise it would have came forward already. But it's something that, you know, too often, and part of it's our ruralness and the challenges that creates. But we certainly, you know, every time we lose a life, especially in a preventable traffic situation, you know, it's such a tragedy. And so I don't know if that's an area that maybe not for this summer, but maybe in a future time frame is worth delving into. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Any other ideas for a summer committee? Yeah, I'm guessing you're not proposing that we do that as a committee. I didn't see that as a motion, so... Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Shorman.
And this may not necessarily properly land in this committee, but and it seems to me that the state has done a pretty good job, whether it's GOED working with transportation or what have you, on making sure that the roads to and from a major new project are properly built to sustain themselves when you add a lot of traffic to a particular area. I don't know if there are situations that exist today where the road is inadequate for the amount of traffic that is going to and from those kinds of concentrated facilities. That may be something that is significant enough. I'm sure that the Department of Transportation in their plan typically considers those kinds of things, but I don't know if that's something that the committee should consider getting involved in. I mean, it's a pretty broad spectrum because it impacts economic development and everything else. So,
yeah, I think that is a concern. There is a special fund in that is funded every year that communities can go to, and it's economic development roads, and they put so much money in it a year, and it's applied for on a grant basis to kind of shore up those type of problems. Let's say it's a grain handling facility of some type, and you know, they need access to it. So there is a fund that they put so much, and I forget if it's $2 million a year. It sticks in my mind. That's what it was. But I could be wrong, but I think that's and when we during the tight years before we were able to come up with Senate Bill 1 last year, there was those funds kind of went down because they had to prioritize and we didn't have the funds, but that's back on the books again. So but I think that is, and I think that's just true of planning anywhere you go. I mean, the community's got to do that. Everyone's got to say, all right, now we build this. How are we going to get the vehicles in here, and what type of road do we have? And that's part of the planning. So I agree with you.
Yeah, just to follow up there, a comment. It's a little, the communities find themselves in a chicken or egg situation very often. They may have a site that they're developing as a little bit of a business site, industrial park, if you will, and they're not investing in advance necessarily for all of the infrastructure, and in my experience, the state would say, well, get a client that's putting in a proposal to move here, and then we'll look at improving the road to the industrial park access so that it's an industrial duty road. So, you know, I don't know how you deal with that because everybody would want one, kind of betting on a future opportunity. But I know that that's a challenge for small communities with industrial parks today, not only roads but infrastructure and other things. So, you know, we need to make sure that we don't put barriers in front of the small communities to pursue those opportunities.
Thank you. Before we go any further, we have three pages here today, and we need to get them to come up and tell us who you are, where you're from, what you plan on doing with the rest of your life, and now what do you enjoy doing? So just come up real quick.
My name is Shale Cramey. I'm from Stanley County, and I go to school in Fort Pierre. Next year, I plan on going to SDSU for political science.
And what do you like doing in your spare time?
I like to fish and hunt.
All right.
Good morning. My name is Joanna Hancock. I live here in Pierre. Pretty recently, we moved 2 years ago. I go to TF Riggs. Hopefully, I'll be going to school at St. Olaf College in Minnesota. Still not sure yet, and I'm not sure what I want to major in, but a lot of unsurety. I've been doing, I've been singing and doing musical theater since I was about 6 years old, so I'm pretty heavily active in the acting community here in Pierre.
Okay, great.
My name is Josh Weinheimer. I'm from Oneida. I plan on going to SDSU for mechanical engineering, and one of my favorite things to do is work on the farm.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. We didn't have much here for you to do today, but you are a real value to our process because there's a lot of times where we need to have certain things. I've forgot my computer and left it on the floor or whatever, and rather than me being disruptive and leaving, it really makes a difference to have you or you look up something for us, and we really appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a summer study idea, but I'm trying to make it into a transportation idea, and I just can't think of how to make sales tax on food. Maybe we could exempt the gas on the way to the grocery store or something. But we'll pass on that, and I just want to add to what's been said already. You know, sometimes when I'm back home, people say, so what committees are you on? And I tell them, you know, education, state affairs, transportation. They say, some people say, oh, transportation, that's probably not very exciting. And actually, it's exactly the opposite, I tell them. We really have deal with some very important issues, obviously, and also it's been very entertaining. And that's a credit to the whole committee, I think, and to Fred and Lois, who helped keep us going straight, and to Donna and Dick and the lobbyists. It's been quite an engaging room. But special credit does need to go to our chairman. As Jim said, being a part of the minority party, we especially appreciate the fact that, as far as I can tell, everybody is treated equally, and that doesn't happen in a lot of committees. Never used to happen in any committees in the old days, and still doesn't happen in some committees. And Jim and I have never had to have a private meeting to discuss how to vote on bills. Not even a sidebar conversation. And I don't know if Fred could probably tell us, I don't even know if we've had any real party line votes here. If they were totally by accident. That's really a credit, I think, to you, Mr. Chairman, for making everybody feel like they had equal information and we're part of the process. So you'll be missed in the Senate, but I'm sure you'll continue to find ways to serve. Thank you.
Thank you. And I appreciate all the accolades. But I do want to say it makes a difference when you're trying to lead something of who you're trying to lead. And we really have a good committee. You take a look at this committee. There's just a whole lot of knowledge here and the ability to work with other folks. And that's what it's about. It's about, we see a bill. Do we need to fix it before we send it out? And we all respect each other. And that's what makes a committee. And you guys have just made it, you senators, I should say, have just made it much easier for me to be chair. So without this type of people, I wouldn't have had been able to do what I did. So I really appreciate everyone, and Senator Peterson and I will be on some beach somewhere next year at this time. So
somewhere,
yeah. So anyway, anything from the audience of a summer study? Uh-oh, we have one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I, too, it's been a pleasure working with Senator Valley. He brought me out of retirement 8 years ago when he was doing one of the famous transportation summer studies, and I think we had three prior to Senate Bill 1 being passed. But it's been a pleasure working with him, and I've spent a lot of time in front of this committee, and I appreciate the the respect and the assistance that I've gotten from all of you. Actually, I said I've been here 8 years. I've been involved in transportation since 1985, when I served as Secretary of Transportation for 11 years. Then I worked for the County Commissioners Association. Then I retired, and I made a mistake. They were doing a summer study, and they invited the public to come in and testify. So I went to that committee just as a private citizen, and I had some ideas on funding. And shortly thereafter, the townships talked me into coming to work for them part-time. So that's been another 8 years. And Senator Valley has certainly been our champion for transportation during that all of that period of time, and a real bulldog about it. I have one issue that goes back quite a ways. I have a handout here, if I can find it. If you could just put one in each.
The last handout part there.
Yep, well, probably. Just give one to them and one to them and one over here. There's just a couple pages, and there's a couple things I want to refer to. Well, back in 1985, when I went over to transportation, that year the legislature had passed a bill that changed the method of distribution of highway user fees. Prior to 1985, the counties got an eighth of the gas tax. The state got 7/8. The state got 58.5% of the license plate fees, and the locals got 41.5%. Well, they changed it in 85, so the state got all of the gas tax, all of the motor vehicle excise tax, and local governments got all of the registration fees. So that's 31 years ago. At that time, if you could just look at the bottom of the first page and top of the second page on this handout, they established a local government highway road and bridge fund, which still exists. 54% of the registration fees that are collected come into that fee, and then are distributed out to the individual counties, cities, and the counties to distribute the funds to the townships or for the county's secondary roads, that being township roads where the township is unorganized. So you can look at this, and there are, I think there are 12 decimal points that is the actual distribution factor. They take the money that comes into this fund, they apply this percentage, and that's what goes back to the counties, cities, and townships. Well, a couple of the major factors that went into, or criteria that went into to coming up to these factors involved population, miles of road, and relative need. A need was developed between the, based on the amount of traffic and the type of road. It was a pretty complex process. So they came up with these. 31 years later, there have been a lot of changes in the demographics. And I have sort of maintained for years that at some point these should be updated. We have new cities that have been formed. They get nothing out of this. We have cities, particularly down in your area, like Key and Harrisburg, and some of those have seen tremendous growth. They still get the same amount, same percentage of these funds as they did 31 years ago. Just thinking back to working with Senator Valley again, since 2011, the amount of vehicle registration fees statewide has increased from about $50 million a year up to about $100 million. So there's been some tremendous growth in the amount of funds available. And this doesn't rise to the level of a summer study, but it certainly rises to the level of legislative involvement. I've offered before to set up get together a technical group to work on the mathematics and that, if any legislators would like to participate. Because in order to do this, there are going to be winners and losers, because some cities have grown, some have shrunk. So it's going to take involvement of all the stakeholders, the county, the city, the township, the farm community, the commercial, all of that, and legislature, because it's ultimately it's going to have to go to the legislature to be adopted. And my proposal on that would be that the legislature establish the criteria and let the Transportation Commission go through the mathematics that make the changes maybe every 5 years instead of every 30 years. But I just would like to, and I would, even though I plan to retire like Senator Peterson and Senator Vallely at the end of this year, but I would be willing to work on a task force to work on this if there's interest in anyone on this committee or anyone to work on that. And but it's been a real pleasure. Working with the townships has been interesting. I retired in 2004 from the Transportation Commission or from the County Commissioners Association, and I loved retirement. But I came back, and Senator Vallely was working on all these studies and things, and I just sort of decided I'd stick with him. he's leaving now, and I planned that this would be my last year too. But this is a topic that is of interest, and I think needs to be done to be in terms of fairness. So, thank you for everything.
Sure.
You know, this interesting idea. Do you think that the population changes that have happened in the last 35 years? Do you think the population changes? Do you think the needs have changed parallel to the population changes?
I think it's certainly relative to the population changes, because as the population grows in a municipality, the amount of roads and streets are going to grow to support that. In terms of the agricultural community, probably there's not been a lot of change in the number of miles. The population has changed, but the it's really the number of miles of road that is the most significant factor.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When you talk about this, you talk about population, the number of miles, and then license plate fees collected.
That's it. Mr. Chairman, the relative need on the various types of city streets, the state highways, or not state okay. highways, the county roads. And then after those things are determined, then the amount of registration fees are applied. That's in the overall, that's in the overall distribution registration fees. There are particular areas where, in fact, it's the subject of House Bill 1137, where we have increased the registration fees disproportionately higher for a certain class of people or registrations.
Yeah.
And to me, while the overall system, I've supported it for 31 years, but in certain cases where it's obvious, then we can do some little adjustments now.
And that's, if this was ever done, I'd want you, even though there's fewer people living out in the country, now where we're paying $1,000 a semi, the amount of money being collected is probably as great or greater than what it ever was. Because it seems like in my country, even farmers that only have 800-900 acres have one or two semis, because semis have gotten so cheap. But now they're paying those $1,100 license plate fees. So, when it comes to distributing that money back, that would have to be figured in too, not just on the number.
Thank you.
And I want to thank Mr. Howard for all his assistance to this committee over the years as we've worked with issues on roads. So thank you. Really appreciate it. That is an issue that if somebody wants to get into, just be prepared. Excuse me, when you have winners and losers and changing those percentages, you're going to have a lot of fun doing that. So I that would be a lion's task to do that. But anyway, thank you for that idea. Any others? Come before the committee. Okay, staff did an excellent job while we were talking here, and I'm just going to read what the research showed for Senator Peterson. It says, persons who drive overweight vehicle on bridges is liable for the damage to the state, county, and township. 32-22-48. You want to write that? I'll give this 32-22-48.
Thank you.
So
I will give that to him.
You can thank Fred for that. It wasn't on the top of my mind. He right away started looking it up for me. Okay, anything else to come before the committee? Seeing none, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Absolutely.
Been moved by Senator Monroe and seconded by Senator Otten to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.